For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
My name is Chad Tevenot. I'm the Chief Operating Officer with the Institute for Humane Studies. IHS, that's what we call the organization, each year has lots of seminars for college students. This summer we're going to have 13 seminars. Most of them are week-long seminars, so they last a while and they're very intensive. All of the seminars are geared towards exploring what we call the ideas of liberty, basically exploring the institutions, the rules of society that make a society prosperous and peaceful. So these seminars are geared towards looking at these ideas of liberty from lots of different perspectives, from the perspective of trade, from the perspective of constitutional rights, from the perspective of the environment, and other angles. I'm directing a seminar myself in Chicago from July 15th through the 21st, and that seminar is called Freedom, Tolerance, and Civil Society. And it's specifically about civil liberties and personal freedom, meaning the choices that individuals make for themselves as consumers, as individuals trying to express themselves or trying to get medical care or whatnot. So it's about what role that the individual has and the government has in making decisions about people's personal choices.
Well, Chad, I think all too often these days the public education system does not underline or provide focus to those basic rights which have been carried forward for, lo, these couple hundred years. Through the loss of that focus, we seem to be losing our ability to maintain those rights. Your thoughts there?
No, I think that's right, Dean. The reason that IHS exists is because we believe that in higher learning, basically in colleges and university, there in the last 50 years or perhaps the last 100 years, there's been a lot less emphasis on what was traditionally called liberal arts. And the liberal arts in many ways was an exploration of the ideas of liberalism, the ideas that the country was founded on. So it had to do with government and property rights and constitutional rights. So the liberal arts explored these ideas from a lot of different angles, from the angle of economics or from history or from political philosophy, explored those ideas so that people would understand them and be able to take them forward with them as they become productive adults and as they make decisions and as they vote. What I think has happened, and I think what IHS thinks has happened, is that there's been a strong de-emphasis of that over the last 50 years, or if not more. Well, the best way to go and to learn more about this seminar is at www.i-liberty.org.
Please do your part to maintain liberty in these United States. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.